Better Listen presents Relationships and Spiritual Adulthood with Marianne Williamson.
Good evening. Hi. Hello, 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 hello. Happy Monday. I was going to say happy Tuesday. Happy Monday. How is everyone? Is anybody here tonight who was not here last Monday night? Isn't this a pretty place? Yeah. Yeah, thank you so much for making the shift. And thank you, Wendy, for all the arrangements that you made. That's great. Thank you. All right, before we do anything else, please introduce yourselves to the people who are around you, to your right, to your left, in front of you, and behind you. All right. Now, please join with me. Let's take a deep breath. We see in the middle of our mind a little ball of golden light, and we watch this light as it begins to grow larger and larger until now it covers the entire inner vision of our mind. We see for ourselves within this light a beautiful temple. We see a garden that surrounds the temple and a body of water that flows through the garden. We see that the inside of the temple is lit as well by this same beautiful golden light. And we're here, for we have been drawn together by the power and in the presence of God. We devote our time spent together, our relationships and experiences of one another to Him. We ask that God's most Holy Spirit be upon us, that we be lifted up above and beyond the limits and fears and sorrows of this world to the love and to the peace that lay beyond. And so it is, together we all say, Amen. Okay. Now, you've been really good in the last few weeks. We've really concentrated on some pretty dry principle about our relationships with God. So it's sort of like your reward. We're going to start tonight. We're going to get down about your relationships with other people. So I want to start with something that a friend of mine showed me from a kind of metaphysical classic, an old book by a man named Harry Overstreet called The Mature Mind. And when I read this, it reminded me of all the material in The Course in Miracles about the special relationship and the holy relationship. So listen to this quote. The love of a person implies not the possession of that person, but the affirmation of that person. It means granting him gladly the full right to his unique humanhood. It means granting him gladly the full right to his unique humanhood. One does not truly love a person and yet seek to enslave him by law or by bonds of dependency or possessiveness. That's by Harry Overstreet from The Mature Mind. And of course, there's quite a bit in there. Let me turn my phone off so it doesn't ring while we're talking. Okay. This idea that it is not our job but to possess a person, which is what the ego would do in sly and subtle ways. Rather, it is our job to affirm a person. You extrapolate from that. It's not our job to change a person, it's our job to celebrate a person. It's not our job to imprison a person. It is our job to free a person. You know, there's a saying in the 12-step programs that alcoholics don't have relationships, they hold hostages. And that's the kind of thing that we're talking about here. The ways that we sometimes, in the name of love, pretending to ourselves, I